questions about your weight, but when somebody says you're up to 265, is that accurate?
Honestly, this whole offseason, my main focus was getting bigger, bigger, faster, stronger, and just coming into the building, coming into the workouts, bigger, faster, and stronger. So I achieved my goals and excited to get to working with the guys that we brought back and the guys we brought in.
You really add 20 pounds? Is
that? I put on a lot of weight, and I'm comfortable where I am. I'm good.
Was that hard to do?
Excuse me?
Was it hard to do and, I guess, do it the right way?
yes and no. I guess it gets down to a point where you eating and lifting and just working out, really.
Is it nice to see Ray back? And how do you expect him to use him? To use you in his second time here?
Very nice to see him back. Missed him when he left, but he's back now. He's back leading this defense, and we're looking to just replicate some of the things we did that first year and just win some ball games.
He said he was still trying to, when we talked to him a while ago, so he was still trying to figure out what role he would have you in. Have you gotten any clarity on that?
Play football. That's my role. That's everybody's role here. Play football, play at a high level, extremely high level, and win football games. And that's what we're here to do. We're victory-minded, ready to win games.
So you've been dropping a lot the last couple of years, dropping a lot more than rushing. Do you expect that to flip?
We're done with last year. Last year's in the past. We're moving forward with what our guys brought in. And we're ready to move forward.
Chambers, do you expect to be more of a pass rusher moving forward?
I expect to play football. I don't know particulars yet, but I expect to play football.
Did you switch? Kim was in here earlier. Irving was saying that he went to a different exo than San Diego. Did you do the same routine you always have, or did you change different off-season workout regimen to put on some muscle mass?
I went to a different place this year, yeah.
Is the focus more intense this year than in the last couple off seasons about getting bigger and stronger and faster?
No, that was just a personal goal for me. I can't speak for what anybody else was told or whatever, but I...
For you, did you put more emphasis on it now than you had the previous couple off seasons?
Yes. I just felt like I wanted just a goal. I wanted to get bigger, faster, and stronger.
Did you feel prior to that you could play whatever weight you weighed back then, and then you kind of this past off season realized, okay, look, I really do need to get bigger, faster, stronger.
It was just something that I wanted to do. I felt I could have done whatever at whatever weight. New year, new coaching staff. New strategy.
You know, obviously, Monty himself had given you a lot of credit a couple years ago for helping him when he got first back into the NFL and kind of keeping him on the straight and narrow. Are you guys still pretty good friends? And how have you tried to help him through what has been a pretty rough time?
Still pretty good friends. And I guess just being there, I don't know.
So this is the fourth year we're asking you about your weight. You finally, did you ever feel like coming in here and say, how do you like me now?
No, I'm...
Why won't you say how much you weigh?
It's not important.
Huh?
It's not important. Anything else?
The other guys seem very, they say they feel this excitement and then the new coaching staff and everything. What do you take most from Hugh Jackson? What's been your?
He's been a guy that's, he's showing up to workouts. He's cheering guys on. He's watching guys work out. He's just been there. And I think the players, we like that.
Why does that matter? Why does it make so much of a difference if your head coach is cheering you
necessarily cheering you on. It's he sees the hard work you're putting in. He appreciates it. And it's just like when we go out in front of the fans at First Energy Stadium, you got somebody pulling you on, you can get that extra set. You can run an extra sprint. You can whatever. It's the same thing.
Is this the most upbeat and positive you've been about, what the future holds for you here in a long time? I mean, the last couple of years really haven't really necessarily been the best for you. But, I mean, are you renewed? And
I'm feeling good. New staff, new goals, new building. So it's just, we're as a team, we're collectively focusing on getting better, putting in the time, and just putting it on the field.
And wasn't there a point last year which they considered trading you, and you weren't even sure if you were going to be here, right?
I mean, like I said earlier, the past is the past. We're done with last year, and moving forward, we're focusing on winning games here.
New goals. What's a different goal?
Excuse me?
You said new goals. You said new staff, new goals, new build. What's a new goal?
We want to win.
Was that not a goal last year? Or?
It was a goal, but it's reiterated. It's a new message. It's just new.
From the standpoint, Ray was here. I think it was your rookie year. Mm-hmm. Developed a relationship with a man. Have you had a long talk with him? Is he kind of a confidant, or what's that like? Reconnecting with him.
Well, I think it's good when you can get back with a coach that kind of nurtured you into this league. He, Coach Baker, and Coach Cullen were here my first year, and I had to lean on those guys to help me grow in this league. And he's back, and we can, I guess, continue that and build on being a better pro.
Thank you.